Women of the Navy Yard. The main image is a 1943 photo showing a group of women welding the hull of a new destroyer escort. Wearing work pants and jackets along with protective face shields, they are spread around the hull in different positions to find the best way to make their weld. During World War II, women worked throughout the yard, but they were prohibited from doing ship repair to avoid encounters with sailors. "We don't take women welders," Peggy Marigot was told before demonstrating her welding skill and becoming Charlestown Navy Yard's first. She was soon joined by thousands of women whose work was instrumental to victory in World War II. The yard had employed women in clerical roles since World War I, but not until mid-1942 did an acute manpower shortage force broader recruitment. Women filled jobs as welders, electricians, and pipefitters, as well as bookkeepers and telephone operators. Some left civilian jobs for higher-paying defense work. Others were first-time workers. Many required training. They labored long hours under difficult conditions, alongside men unused to women co-workers, and often returned home to children and domestic chores. At the peak of wartime production, the Navy Yard employed over 8,000 women among its 50,000 workers. Their work brought job satisfaction as well as income, but war's end meant loss of employment and a return to the home. "I still miss it," said Peggy Marigot Citarella in 2018. "You feel you've accomplished something." More than ever imagined, the women's trailblazing efforts inspire others to this day. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a recruitment poster distributed by the War Manpower Commission to attract women to industrial jobs in order to free men to fight overseas. The word "women" is written in bright red block letters across the poster. Women in variously colored factory clothes are drawn swarming atop and around the letters. They are welding, riveting, spray painting, and engaged in other tasks of manual labor. A manager stands atop one letter with a clipboard, while an auto mechanic works on a Jeep below. To the right, a waitress brings a tray of food. The poster reads, "There's work to be done and a war to be won. Now." Never before had women worked in the shipbuilding trades. Next is a photo from a 1943 Boston Globe article about Navy Yard workers. It shows an African-American woman dressed in coveralls and wearing welding gloves, sitting amid her welding equipment. Her welding shield is up, but she is still wearing her welding goggles. She is looking to her left, perhaps at someone addressing her, perhaps just taking a quick break before beginning her next weld. The photo is entitled "Sewing with Steel." The original caption read, "This woman welder with her electric arc can sew two steel plates together as fast as she can baste a hem on a dress." The next image is a 1943 watercolor entitled, "Have Your Pass Ready." It depicts the diverse workforce of the yard as workers pass through Gate 1 in the morning. Three African-American women in office attire have just entered the yard, while a white man in factory clothes hands his pass to the guard. Other men and women, civilian and military, wait behind. The artist is Alan Rohan Crite, a nationally known African-American painter who worked at the yard as technical illustrator from 1941 to 1974. The last image is a cartoon showing a group of young children dressed in tattered clothes standing outside a post office flying the American flag. The oldest child, a boy, looks towards a young woman, smartly dressed in a Navy Reserve dress uniform. She's wearing a skirt, a stiff collared shirt and tie, and a belted jacket that has the three chevron insignia of a petty officer first class on the right arm. The caption reads, "His sister." The cartoon, drawn by Charles Donnellan of the Boston Traveler, appeared in the Boston Navy Yard newspaper, the Boston Salvo. World War I was the first time women, but only white women, could enlist in the U.S. Navy. As yeomen, they performed many of the same jobs as men and received the same benefits.